Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This week, June 15th through the 21st, is National Pollinator Week, a celebration of valuable ecosystem services provided by pollinators, which include bees, birds, butterflies, bats, and beetles. Today, we're focusing on bees and honey. State apiarist with the Kentucky Ag Department, Tammy Horn, says she typically harvests honey from her hives at the end of July, but a new trend is emerging.
Other beekeepers have really created a market for themselves by getting the spring honey, the black locust honey especially. We call it black locust, but it's actually water white, and they can get top dollar for that.
In her post as state apiarist with the Kentucky Ag Department for about a year now, she sees other signs of progress in beekeeping trends.
We are also starting to see that high school students are bottling their own honey. Jessamine County has a school that there's a group of students that bottle their honey and sell it. And then this year, Bowling Green High School has a group of students called the Bee Lords. And their honey sold, I think the mentor sold about 50% of their pounds online via Facebook. They didn't even hardly get it out of the box before they ran out.
In a minute, we'll talk about beekeeper preparations already underway for the state fair. We'll be right back.
Behind every Kentucky Proud product you buy, cook, or use, behind every farmer's market.
We're the Paul family from Paris.
We're the O'Briens.
We're the Turners from McLean County.
Whatever you're shopping for, whether it's beef, poultry, pork, dairy, vegetables, fruit, or anything else, there's a Kentucky farm family working for you.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
State apiarist Tammy Horn says a major highlight of the beekeeping year is the state fair for competition among beekeepers and educational opportunities for both beekeepers and the public. She encourages beekeepers to participate fully.
The deadline to get your entries processed is July the 1st, and we have already booked the American Honey Queen. Her name is Gabrielle Hemaseth.
Gabrielle will be there for 5 days during the second week of the fair. Horn says throughout the event, the general public will have a chance to visit beekeepers about their enterprise and to get a taste of their products.
The Kentucky State Beekeepers Association always has a booth to sell all kinds of varietals from across the Commonwealth. And they provide honey samples. So there will be samples there every single day of the fair.
And August 20th is opening day. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.